On his way home from his first official visit to the United States, Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari stopped in London for 2 days of discussions. His first meeting was with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown at his official residence. At a joint news conference, Mr. Brown praised the current Pakistani army offensive against Taliban targets in the Swat Valley.
President Zardari's troops are risking their lives courageously fighting extremists as we speak, a vital task which of course has had an impact on human beings and their local communities, many of whom have been displaced as a result.
Because of this, Mr. Brown said Britain is pledging $18 million worth of additional humanitarian aid in the form of food, water, shelter, and sanitation that will be directed at those being displaced in the Northwest. In addition to the aid, the Prime Minister said he expects much more cooperation between Britain and Pakistan over a wide range of issues.
We need a more comprehensive approach, and we need therefore a new concordat spanning economic development, strengthening our institutions, improved security through deeper cooperation on both counter-terrorism and other issues.
Mr. Brown said helping the effort to tackle terrorism in Pakistan and improving health and education there were important priorities for his government. Mr. Zardari said the fight against extremists in particular is a struggle that won't be solved overnight.
It is the challenge of the 21st century. We have to acknowledge, accept, and work with it. It is there to stay. It is not a short-term affair. It is a long-term endeavor. And we both are united to fight against this endeavor, which is challenging our way of life and wants to challenge the way of life of the world.
Islamabad says 15,000 security troops have moved into the tribal areas. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.